We're inching closer to football season, but we haven't forgotten about baseball season, and I've even got a little soccer for you today.
And I'm here to tell you which cards to buy, sell, or hold.
This is The Forecast. The Forecast. And of course, The Forecast means that we bring you the cards that you want to hear about. So keep those suggestions coming right here under the YouTube channel. This week, I've got five cards for you. We will do football. We will do baseball. We'll do even a little international soccer. So a little taste of everything for you. But first, before I hop into any of that, I want to remind you that this episode of The Forecast is brought to you by our friends at eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide, bets within eBay's app, and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. All right, guys, so let's hop right into things. Now, we are inching our way closer to the NFL season here as preseason wraps up. We are inching our way closer to college football season towards week zero. But you know what's happening right now? It is actually baseball season. So we haven't forgotten about baseball. And Elite doesn't want to let us forget about the Chicago White Sox. So let's talk about one of their most notable players in Luis Roberts. Now, the Chicago White Sox outfielder missed significant time with a hip flexor injury already this season. He just returned on August 10th. He's had 139 at-bats this season, so a bit limited. But, of course, we're talking about the dude who won the Gold Glove as a rookie in 2020. He finished second in Rookie of the Year voting. One of the hobby's very favorite young baseball players. And that's what you're here for. Now, his cards, they already have huge pops because he's very popular in the hobby. Let's take a look at what's happening here. His 2020 Topps base PSA 10, over 9,000 of these cards. So big pop, but also big increase in value. That card is up over 70% in just the last month alone. So maybe the hobby there reacting to his return from that hip flexor injury. Let's take a look at his 2020 Topps Chrome base PSA 10. Slightly lower pop, but still a big pop on this one. Over 7,500 of these in circulation. And that card's about stagnant, up 7% over the last 30 days, nothing crazy. So when I'm looking at short-term here and pulling short-term value, because again, he's just now coming back from an injury, missing significant time this season, I wanted to see how the hobby's reacting to this star young player whose future couldn't be brighter. But Jeff, what do we do here? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
There's a lot to like about Luis Roberts. I mean, first and foremost, he's another young star for the Chicago White Sox, a team that seems to be filled with stars, and a team that, by the way, is third in the Vegas odds to win the World Series this year. That gives me a lot of good reason to buy Robert. Not only is he performing well, granted he hasn't played a whole lot this season because of injury, but in the time that he has played, he's putting up great numbers. But he is going to be an important part of a team that should make a deep playoff run this year. And even if they don't this year, with how young the White Sox are, I expect them to have many good seasons ahead. I think Luis Roberts is a good buy.
Now, I tease that it's almost football season, and I told you we're going to talk baseball, and I told you we're even going to talk a little soccer. But don't worry, guys, I have not forgotten about basketball. Maybe the NBA offseason, but we can still talk about some of our favorite NBA players in the hobby. And Matt M. wants to hear about Karl Anthony Towns. So let's do it. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they've been kind of trash. And Anthony Edwards, he might help that picture, but I don't know how long Cat stays in Minnesota. Nevertheless, the number one overall pick back in 2015, he is still there right now. The super skilled big man has been linked in every trade rumor out there for the last, 3 years. Everyone keeps thinking that the Timberwolves are going to trade him away. He is the type of player that might be able to put a contender over the top. So we'll see what his future is in Minnesota. That'll certainly affect his card value if he gets out of there, because right now He's been on a pretty rough team all of these years. He played just 50 games in 2020, but in those 50 games, he averaged almost 25 points per game, over 10 rebounds per game. He also shot 39% from three. So let's take a look here at his 2015 Prizm Base PSA 10. Now, over the last 60 days, if I pull a couple months here, again, off season, but KAT's card here is up 44%. So if I look at his 2015 Select Concourse PSA 10 for that same time period, again, off season, low pop on this card, but still up significantly, up 22% over the last couple months. So even here in the off season, people in the hobby seem to be pretty excited about the future of Cat. What do we do here? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
I like Karl-Anthony Towns. The problem is this guy has been absolutely lost in Minnesota. And many basketball fans don't even fully appreciate the greatness that he brings to the court. Not only can this guy be a dominant big man, but he's actually great as an outside three-point shooter as well. He offers a lot. He can put up absolutely incredible performances and incredible numbers, and most people would never know it because he is stuck in Minnesota. And until that changes, I don't see any real reason to rush out and buy his cards. Currently, Minnesota has the sixth worst odds to make it to the NBA championship, and that's probably not going to change anytime soon. Even though they've got a few good young players on their team, I still don't believe they're going to have a short road to any type of real prominence. If I had Karl-Anthony Towns cards, I think you're holding for the opportunity that he ends up on another team down the road that actually is a contender, but that might be a ways down the road. For right now, I would just hold Karl-Anthony Towns.
So we did some basketball, we did some baseball, but man, it is about to be football season. It is so close, I can smell it. So let's go ahead and talk a little football, shall we? And Ben H, he wants to hear about Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers is still the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Despite all of that offseason drama, he did actually show up for training camp. They got that deal sorted out minutes before essentially he was supposed to report, after months of speculation and months of the rumors that he's going to retire, he's going to force his way out of Green Bay. And alas, he is the quarterback. Despite Jordan Love's existence on the roster, Aaron Rodgers is still the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, the reigning MVP. Now, he says he doesn't want this to be a farewell tour this season, even though he put out the meme on Instagram of The Last Dance and did all of that drama in the offseason. He says he doesn't want this to be the last tour. I think, personally, based on no real information here, but I've been talking on it about it on the radio for months. I mean, I actually think he doesn't want the farewell tour because I'm not convinced this is his farewell. I'm not convinced that this is his farewell from football, but I'm not convinced this is his farewell from Green Bay. I wouldn't be surprised if they work it out again and if he sticks around. But either way, he's got a good opportunity to try to win a championship this season. He would not have had a better opportunity anywhere else that he could have landed if, in fact, the Packers had been willing to trade him, but they were pretty steadfast that they were not willing to trade him, regardless of whether he showed up. Reigning MVP, he comes back to a good Green Bay Packers team. They might be able to get something done, whether he's in it for the long haul there for the rest of his career, or whether he bounces to the Broncos or somewhere else after this season. So let's take a look here at his 2005 Topps Base PSA 10. Now, again, lots of offseason drama. I mean, I am on ESPN Radio for a living. We have talked to Aaron Rodgers. There were periods of time where I was talking Aaron Rodgers every single day for what felt like months on end. Typically, when a player is being talked about, it's good for that player's presence in the hobby. But Aaron Rodgers is a legend. That dude doesn't really need to be talked about for him to have a presence in the hobby. He's already solidified his legendary career, no matter what happens this year or any other year after this. So let's take a look here over the last 30 days. That card's up about 8% in value. So modest little bump, basically stagnant. If I take a look at his 2005 Topps Chrome Base PSA 10, much lower pop on this card, but you also have a much more significant change in value here. That card's up 17% over the last 30 days, but there's only been three sales of that card. So Aaron Rodgers cards. I mean, again, you're talking about a legend, people who are legendary in their career, who you know are future Hall of Famers, first ballot guys. A lot of people want to hang on to those cards in the hobby. You're not necessarily trading them as actively. Just three sales of that last card I showed you over that 30-day period. So, Jeff, what do we do here with Aaron Rodgers, no matter where he ends up under center in the future? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold, even if he's the host of Jeopardy?
Aaron Rodgers, obviously one of the greatest quarterbacks of our generation, maybe even a little bit underappreciated for how great he is. Now, his cards are already pretty high priced because he's had already an epic career. So I've got to think to myself, well, what could cause his cards to go up further? Well, one thing is if Green Bay actually breaks through and wins a championship under his leadership, they have the fifth most likely odds, according to Vegas this year, to win the NFL championship. Although they've been close the last couple of seasons, but have faltered out right at the end, I don't really see them breaking through personally with teams like Kansas City and Tampa Bay once again to contend with. So then what you're kind of hoping for is that he actually moves teams this next offseason. I think that's possible. I think that Aaron Rodgers' time in Green Bay could come to an end after this season is over. If he does move teams, his cards will see a bump in price most likely when he does, almost assuredly, because that seems to happen every time players move teams. So for that reason, I think it's a reasonable opportunity to buy some Aaron Rodgers. You've got the upside if Green Bay actually makes it to the Super Bowl, and then you've got the additional upside of what could happen with his cards next year.
Let's stick with the football theme. Kane R wants to hear about Joe Burrow. So let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback who was back this season from that rough, massive knee injury last season that cost him the latter portion of the season. He played just 10 games in his rookie season, but he passed for over 2,600 yards, 13 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He was having a very good rookie debut before that gruesome knee injury. Now, the concern here, of course, is that he's coming back from that knee injury, and he's looked a little skittish in the pocket, in camp, and in the preseason and leading up to what he's going to need to do here at the helm in the regular season. He said he just wanted to get that first big hit out of the way. Understandable for a dude coming off of injury, but you do have those concerns. What's that going to do to his mentality? Otherwise, I'm not sure you have many concerns about the future of Joe Burrow, maybe the team around him, but Joe Burrow looked pretty good for a rook up there in Cincinnati. So let's take a look at his 2020 Prism Base PSA 10. Now, that card over the last 30 days is down 16% in value. I referenced some of those things that have been talked about where he looks skittish in the pocket. He certainly has alluded to it in his press conferences. Is that giving people in the hobby pause on a promising young quarterback in Joe Burrow coming off of a major injury? Let's take a look at his 2020 Donruss number 301 base PSA 10. A slightly lower pop on this card. And if I pull it for just the last month, since those comments and the rumors and training camp and preseason, that card's only down about 6% over the last 30 days. So basically pretty stagnant here as we head into the NFL regular season. So Jeff, what do we do here? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
Coming out of college, I thought Joe Burrow was going to be an absolutely magnificent NFL quarterback. Being an SEC fan with the Florida Gators, I got to watch Joe Burrow, actually saw him in person playing in the swamp. He has the makings of being a really, really great quarterback. The problem is he's now coming off of a super serious injury and he plays for the Bengals. And that's a problem because there's a lack of weapons there. There's also a lack of offensive line. There's a lack of future hope for that team. It's going to be a little bit of a slow road, I think, for Joe Burrow. Could he be absolutely great someday? He absolutely could be. Is he going to come out and dominate this season coming off an injury with that Bengals team? I'm not so sure. So for that reason, I think I just hold right now. I do own some Joe Burrow cards, but I see him as a little bit speculative at this moment. I'm just going to sit on him and see how the next year plays out.
So let's talk about a different type of football. if you will. And Max B wants to hear about Kylian Mbappe, the star forward for PSG and, of course, for the French national team. Recently turned down another contract extension with PSG, so a transfer is possible. Real Madrid, that's been the rumor that it could be a transfer destination for Mbappe. Free agent after this season. He could join Real Madrid or he could join Man U when his contract expires. Of course, Messi recently joined Mbappe and Neymar on PSG. An extremely popular young player here, though, in Mbappe. Many collectors are bullish on soccer and on Kylian Mbappe. So let's take a look here at a 2017 Topps Chrome Champions League base PSA 10. If I'm pulling it over the last 30 days here, his card's up about 5% in value. So over the last month, holding its value, nothing really to report on here. But again, there could be lots to report on at the end of the season. So Jeff, what do we do here with Kylian Mbappe's card? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
So if you've been watching this show, you know that I am bullish on soccer cards in general. In fact, the news of Fanatics taking over the sports card market is going to force Panini and Topps to really concentrate on soccer cards because that's all they're going to have left in a few years down the road. As a result of that, I think the soccer card market is going to be hot. You've also got the World Cup next year, plus the World Cup coming to America in 2026. So any bright young soccer star, I think, is a great investment opportunity. And Mbappe probably leads that list. I mean, this guy already has accomplished a lot. He's already won the World Cup. And in fact, in that World Cup final, he is one of the only two teenagers in World Cup history to ever score a goal in the World Cup final. You know who the other one was? Pele. That's pretty good company to be in. This guy's already accomplished a lot, but he's still super young. Mbappe's got great career ahead of him. Soccer cards, in my opinion, are going to be on the rise. It's a buy, buy, buy for Mbappe cards.
So there you have it, guys. I gave you a little taste of everything. If you guys want to hear me this week, actually right now, as you're watching this, I'm on Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. That's today, Thursday, until about 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm on air. And then this weekend, I took off, but I'll, of course, be updating you on social whenever I'm on air with ESPN Radio at AmberW790 on the gram and on the Twitter. Hit me up. But most importantly, let me know who you guys want to hear about on the next episode of The Forecast. Comment right here under the YouTube channel. And as always, guys, thanks for watching and happy investing.